And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 16th of December, 2015. It's the birthday of Jane Austen, born 1775 in Hampshire, England, seventh of eight children. Father was a clergyman. He encouraged her aspirations when it became apparent that probably she would not marry. He saw to it she had a writing desk, plenty of ink and paper. Her father died suddenly, and the family needed money when Sense and Sensibility came out in 1811. Jane Austen widely read in her lifetime, but she published all her books simply as a lady rather than using her own name. Her health began to decline. 5 years later, she died at 41, possibly of Addison's disease or lymphoma, or someone recently suggested arsenic poisoning. Virginia Woolf called her the most perfect artist among women. And Mark Twain said, "Every time I read Pride and Prejudice, I want to dig her up and beat her over the skull with her own shin bone." It's the birthday of Noel Coward, 1899, near London, author of more than 50 plays and two volumes of memoirs, Present Indicative and Future Indefinite. He began a third memoir, Past Conditional, unfinished when he died in 1973. One of his most successful plays, Blithe Spirit, written 1941, comedy about an author haunted by the ghost of his dead first wife. And it's the birthday of the science fiction author Arthur Clarke, born Minehead, Somerset, England, 1917, best known for 2001, A Space Odyssey. He also was an inventor. He developed an early warning radar system during World War II. On his 90th birthday, a few months before he died, Arthur Clarke said, "I have great faith in optimism as a guiding principle, if only because it offers us the opportunity of creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. I hope we've learned something from the most barbaric century in history, the 20th. I would like to see us overcome our tribal divisions and begin to think and act as if we were one family." Here's a poem for today by Matthew Brennan, "Nights Our House Comes to Life." Some nights in midwinter, when the creek clogs with ice and the spines of fir trees stiffen under a blank, frozen sky, on these nights our house comes to life. It happens when you're half asleep, a sudden crack, a fractured dream, you bolting upright. But all you can hear is the clock your great-grandfather found in 1860 and smuggled here from Dublin for his future bride, a being as unknown to him then as she is now to you, a being as distant as the strangers who built this house and died in this room, some cold, still night like tonight, when all that was heard were the rhythmic clicks of a pendulum and something barely audible moving on the dark landing of the attic stairs." A poem by Matthew Brennan, "Nights Our House Comes to Life," from The House with the Mansard Roof, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, with technology products, copy and print, shipping and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.